Hey everyone, Colt Harrison here, and welcome back to Pressure Creates Kings. Today we're diving into something super important, something that impacts every single one of us, creating a safe space for emotional expression. Now, you might be thinking, Colt, what does that even mean? It's simple. It's about building an environment where you and the people around you feel comfortable being truly vulnerable, letting those feelings flow without fear of judgment or consequence. Because listen, bottling things up isn't healthy, man. It's like trying to hold in a balloon full of air. Eventually, it's gonna explode. We're wired for connection, and that means sharing our emotions, both the good and the bad. But let's be real, sometimes it can feel risky, right? Like opening up a part of yourself that feels fragile and exposed. But here's the thing. Vulnerability is actually strength. It takes courage to show up authentically, to say what you feel even when it's tough. So how do we create the safe space for ourselves and others? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Active listening. This isn't just about hearing the words, it's about truly understanding the emotions behind them. Pay attention to body language, tone of voice, everything. Validate what they're saying, even if you don't agree. Just let them know you hear them, you see them, and their feelings are valid. Ever had someone just listen, really listen, without judgment? It feels incredible, right? 2. Non-judgmental language. Think about the words you use. Avoid phrases like you should or you shouldn't. Instead, try it sounds like you're feeling, or I understand why you might feel that way. Remember, we all make mistakes, we all have our own struggles. It's not about fixing someone, it's about creating a space where they feel supported and understood. 3. Empathy over advice. Sometimes people just need to vent to be heard. Resist the urge to jump in with solutions unless they explicitly ask for them. Simply offering empathy can make a world of difference. Think of it like being a safe harbor, a place where someone can weather the storm without feeling pressure to fix things instantly. 4. Set boundaries. This is crucial, guys. You have to protect your own emotional well-being too. It's okay to say, hey, I need a little space right now or I'm not comfortable discussing this topic. Remember, setting boundaries doesn't mean you're being uncaring, it means you're prioritizing your own mental health. 5. Practice vulnerability yourself. Be the example you want to see in others. Share your own feelings and experiences in a safe and appropriate way. This shows people that it's okay to be vulnerable, that it's human and powerful. Now, let me tell you about a time I really struggled with this whole emotional expression thing. It was during my college days, right? I was dealing with some serious pressure exams, relationships, trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, the usual teenage chaos. But instead of talking about it, I just bottled it all up inside. You know that feeling when you're carrying a heavy weight on your shoulders, like you're about to burst? That was me. And let me tell you, it wasn't healthy. One day, I finally broke down. Not in a dramatic way, more like a slow burn, an emotional exhaustion that just took over. It was then that I realized how much I needed to create a safe space for myself, a place where I could be honest about my feelings without fear of judgment. I started talking to my friends, my family, even a therapist. And let me tell you, the relief was incredible. So remember this. Creating a safe space for emotional expression isn't just about words. It's about building genuine connections, showing empathy, and being open with your own vulnerability. It takes courage, but it's worth it, guys. Trust me on this one. The most important takeaway is that you are worthy of feeling your feelings, expressing them authentically, and being surrounded by people who support you in doing so. Remember, pressure creates kings not by suppressing our emotions, but by embracing them, understanding them, and using them to fuel our growth. So go out there, create those safe spaces, and let your true self shine. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. You know the feeling when you share something that truly resonates. That's the power we have, guys, to uplift each other through authentic connection and vulnerability. Until next time, keep pushing forward and remember, pressure creates kings.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.